This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, hell, well, let's just get into a little your guess as good as mine.
Oh, all right. It's an easy game to play. Just pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Mike, who is our contestant, ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Go ahead, tell him, Mike.
I'll say hello to Sean. Sean, welcome to the men's room.
Thank you.
Hola. Hola.
Sean, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, we've got your categories for you. We have a new survey of the 10 drunkest countries in the world. Global drug survey came up with the info. Survey of 32,000 people in 22 countries. And they found the country that drinks the most alcohol. Around twice a week on average. So that country becomes drunk about 27 times a year, more than any people in any other country survey. So we've got the 10 drunkest countries, and then on the other flip side of that, we've got 2021's most sinful cities in the United States of America. To determine the most wicked places in America, WalletHub compared more than 180 U.S. cities based on seven sinful behaviors: anger and hatred, jealousy, excesses and vices, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. So do you want to go with the most sinful cities or the drunkest countries in the world?
Oh, that's going to be a rough one. Sinful cities.
You want to go sinful cities?
Sinful cities it is. All right,
make
Sean.
Something sinful again, Miles.
It is the seven deadly sins.
Okay, yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So gluttony, anger, with jealousy,
all those things,
wrath, whatever.
So just
sloth.
To give you an idea, these are mostly major cities. Irvine, California has the lowest violent crime rate. Which is nowhere near how bad the crime apparently is in Memphis, Tennessee.
I've heard Memphis is
that's a city with the highest crime rate. San Francisco had the lowest share of obese adults, which is a lot lower than Jackson, Mississippi, the city with the highest, at 46% of the population being obese.
At that point, you almost call it normal.
Yeah, Irvine, California, again, has the lowest share of adult smokers. At 8.5%, which is a lot lower than Detroit. How many people in Detroit smoke cigarettes?
If they actually live there, 100%.
1 in 3.
Wow.
1 in 3.
I mean, but if you go to Detroit, you'd want to spark up, too.
All right, John, these are all major cities.
All of them. Like, welcome to Detroit.
For the most part. Okay. All of these cities have professional teams, either in the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not the smallest towns in the world. But these are the 10 most sinful cities. What is your first guess on your guess is as good as mine?
Oh, probably have to say California.
That is a state. We need cities.
But there is one city in California that makes the list.
L.A.
Los Angeles, number 4. Okay, now you're getting the idea. Okay, one for one. Where else do you think would be a sin type of city?
I mean, right, there's Sean. One called Sin City, which is Las Vegas.
Yep. I'd say Vegas. I agree with Ted.
Number one. That is the place where you go. It's called Sin City.
Yeah.
It is number one for a reason.
You don't have to sound so disappointed to say you agree with me.
Mm-hmm. Las Vegas. All right, you're 2 for 2 there, Sean. Where else? New York City?
Yep.
Not a lot of sin in New York City.
What about like New Orleans?
Yeah, there's a lot of excess there.
All right, Sean, what are you thinking here? I'll give you a hint. One of these cities is in Florida.
Tampa.
No.
Tampa.
Probably like Miami.
Orlando.
You going to Orlando?
Yeah.
Not Orlando, Sean. Ted, do you have any guesses on that's three and done? Do you have any guesses on the city in Florida that maybe is...
I'm going to go with maybe the cocaine capital of the world, Miami.
You would be correct. Miami, Florida.
The city founded on cocaine.
Is on the list.
What number is that, boss?
That is number 8.
All right.
Okay.
If only you'd given them a hint, Ted.
I know. We have a sinful city in Missouri, believe it or not.
Ooh. On the list. St. Louis?
That would be number 2. Yeah. We have a sinful city in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
That would be 6.
Yeah.
We have a sinful city in Georgia.
Hotlanta.
That would be Atlanta, number 7. We have a sinful city in Texas.
Dallas.
Ooh.
Is it Houston? It is Houston at number 3.
It's Houston, huh?
I think they're more gluttonous. Mm-hmm.
We have a sinful city in Colorado at number 5.
Denver.
That is correct. We have a sinful city in Illinois at number 9.
Chicago.
That is correct.
My kind of town.
And we have a sinful city at number 10 in Tennessee.
Memphis.
Nashville. Memphis is correct. There you go. Most
sinful cities. What a great day for Memphis.
In the United States, Memphis at 10, Chicago at 9, followed by Miami at 8. 7 is Atlanta, 6 is Philly, 5 is Denver, 4 L.A., 3 Houston, 2 St. Louis, and number 1 is Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think one of the differences in all these cities is this, right? Memphis creates its own problems. A lot of these cities create their own problems. Vegas invites the problems to them.
Well, the problem,
you know what I mean? Like, when you go to Vegas, and look, there's as many people there up to no good as anywhere else, but generally speaking, like, they're not hanging out on the strip. They do what they do, but they're like, man, the nightmare is just the tourists that come in. But the whole city's built on that, so it's more like, it's like everyone's bachelor party, mm-hmm. right? When you go to Vegas, things you don't normally do on vacation or in your real life, you do there, because somehow you're in this imaginary bubble of vice.
Yeah, there is a more tolerable level of times to your behavior in Las Vegas, and you will get the benefit of the doubt. But after that, your ass is out.
Right.
You get one strike in Vegas, depending on the place that you're at. After the warning, you are gone.
But your strike zone is real big.
Yeah, I was going to say,
real, real big.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like in Vegas, they let you get away with a lot.
Because they know you're not from Vegas. I feel like if you were from Vegas, they'd throw your ass out of a casino in a heartbeat. If they looked at your ID and said, bro, you know better. Mm-hmm. You're from somewhere else. So like, oh, okay, we get it, man. Just pipe down a little bit, sir.
But I mean, right, like marketing everything. They're like, no, come here. Get completely messed up.
We won't ask questions and we won't tell anyone.
We hope you don't tell anyone.
Yes. Like your wife.